Today, Monday, drip season, raincoat parlay. We're currently riding around town. A bad move just happened. I say it's a life technicality. Other people would say it's just, it's a fuck up. Like, damn, it didn't go my way. So then that means you got two different type of people. Somebody more drippy. Somebody got more sauce. Somebody know that just because it's a mishap doesn't mean that it can't turn to a hap. Being missed. Everything happens for a reason, and everything gets saved at the end of the day. Yeah, though. Most likely, though, I'm a worldwide legend. Figuring out on this planet in space with human beings, gravitational forces, of course, a moon and a sun, other surrounding planets, of course. And it's so much hatred and jealousy out here, man. Shit is like Wile E. Coyote fucked up. Lord, pardon me for cursing. But the planet's beautiful. Don't get me wrong, the planet's beautiful. If you look past all the pollution and under all the technicalities, again, like that word. Yeah, I like that word. Paradise, like that word. But we gotta come together, man. And we can't just come together because of Black Panther. We gotta come together because, like, nigga, we black. The spirits of more than panthers, my nigga. Paradise, I'm not coded. Oh, damn, this shit keeps floating. I like this. Yo, this shit really makes a podcast. Oh, yeah. Hey, shout out to that boy, Tekashi69. And I ain't gonna even have stuff to shout out, man. I give it to that nigga full circle, man. Like, yo, this is that nigga, whoever taught that nigga the finesse. Hey, man, kudos to you. Hey, yo, whoever, because somebody had to teach him, like, pardon me. I'm on this, like, fucking detox drip oil type thing. I seen on my coach 44. Shout out to the whole selling boat team. Shout out to the whole QC. Shout out to coach. But yeah, I remember seeing a post that he posted, and he was saying, as far as like, hey, you should go and invest in these like little oil essential type things that you can ingest or whatever, because it's vital for the body and vitamins and stuff like that. And I'm real into like health and shit. Pardon me for cursing, guys. So I was like, yeah, why not? Went to my local Sprouts. Shout out to Sprouts. Hey, shout out to Sprouts. Go green or go home. The big old E-way. But yeah, man, shout out to Sprouts. So yeah, I got me a couple little detox oils and shit, man. I really need to stop and get the water, but I mean, by this shit, like, it's cold. So yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to that nigga Tekashi69. Yeah. Shout out to that nigga. The finesse is real. Hey, but hey, not shout out to. Damn, see, now I gotta half step it. See, man? Cause see, a real. I'm not gonna lie, man. Okay, now we gotta go in deep, intensifying definition. a real nigga gives a nigga credit where it's due, but at the same time, call out the faults in a sense. I'm glad I got a mind to backtrack and think about that. Pardon me, Tekashi 6ix9ine, I gotta do it to you, homie. How the fuck you get niggas arrested? I don't like that. That's kind of iffy. But that's another caution in there. Anywho's, hey man, the world's wild out here, bro. Like, if you ain't got the sauce, then you ain't really got the exhaust. Like, for real. Like, shout out to the whole ASAP mob. Shout out to YG Addy too. Hey, yo. That tape that nigga dropped, YG Addy. Hey, yo. That tape busy. That tape's busy. Oh, we that tape busy, bro. Yeah, man. I got to give it to you, my nigga. That tape's busy. Bro, I fuck with that tape, yo. Pardon me for cursing God. I listen to that tape, like, heavy. Very heavy. That's a wave. That's a wave, bro. And I think it's all freestyle. Yo, I think that tape's all freestyle. And I mean, if it's not freestyle, I'm sure a couple of hooks is probably written, but that's flavor. And even if it's written, bro, that's like niggas ain't even writing no more, bro. Niggas can't even freestyle and write, nigga. I ain't gonna flex, bro. I can outwrite and freestyle anybody, yo. Paradise, nigga. Ask about me. Read about it. The real read about it, nigga. Ask about me, like, really, nigga. Hey, Perry's sick with that shit, nigga. For real, like, bro, nobody's messing with me in this industry. But let me not get too much on me. But anyways, yo, shout out to YG Addy, man. Oh, by the way, I'm doing this podcast while I'm driving because I'm really lit with it. And, like, yeah, this shit is lavish. I just got my car this year, last year. But you know how that goes. Yeah, shout out to YG Addy. Shout out to the whole mob. Shout out to the fashion that niggas is, like, not catching on to, but catching on to. And everybody's, like, literally, like, creatively coming up in their own lanes with their own fashions and shit, and how they mix and come up with different, like, profiles and of, like, fashion outside in the urban world or whatever, in the human life of a planet that we live in space. Like, nigga, I don't think people realize that. Like, nigga, we are on a planet. Let me not get off subject, but yeah. Shout out to everybody. Yo, hey, I don't know how it is in y'all states and countries and regions and things like that, but shout out to Urban Outfitters. Yo. Shout out to Urban Outfitters, bro. And I plan on making this my first podcast at least a good 25 to 30 minutes long, just because, like, I want to give people a feel of, like, my way, my style. I'm just not starting this, and I'm about to be like, I'm about to take over everything. Like, literally, like, I'm just starting, like, milestones. You know what I'm saying? Reincarnation bit. But let's not get too off subject. Yeah, we back on the mob, though. Shout out to the whole ASAP mob. Hey. Hold on. Oh, we got a green light? Yeah, I got powers and shit. I forgot to tell you, I got powers. Shout out to the 78% on my phone, too. So that means, like, it's lit, like, times a litio. Yeah. Oh, my signal. I'm a real nigga. Yeah, shout out to the drive in Center Point, Alabama. Yeah, I'm in Alabama with it, 205. Yeah, you know, real nigga. In the bays, through the west, through the east, through the south. Oh, fuck police, fuck them. Yeah, I'm elite. But anyways, though, yeah, man. Damn, it's a lot of police. Did they pull somebody over? Oh, no. Oh, yeah, they pulled somebody over. Oh, no. They pulled me over. Yeah, shout out to the church's chicken, too. But yeah, Urban Outfitters, bro, hey, they've been blessing me with these prices, bro. Shout out to the Urban Outfitters, bro. Man, I just had, like, blabbermouth real quick. But yeah, shout out to Urban Outfitters blessing me, though, yo. They really just blessed me with these low prices. Like, I've been coming up, like my sauce is on, like, 25 billion light years away before it even happens. Like, yeah. But not, let me get off of me as far as the subject of matter. But shout out to Travis Scott, yo. Him and his baby that's on the way. I have a baby on the way, too. That's pretty lit. 5 months this month. My birthday is on the 17th of March. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here creating waves. Shout out to Travis Scott. That's my favorite. That's my favorite artist. If you don't know, like real deal. If this nigga call me right now and be like, hey yo, my nigga, like real shit, bro. Like, nigga, this podcast shit you got going on, I know you just started this shit, bro. Like, nigga, I just had an idea, my nigga. Like my nigga, I real just had an idea, my nigga. Like, I got high as shit, nigga, and you came to me in my spirit, my nigga, and you told me, like, nigga, we should do this podcast, but, like I should do it, like, with your company, but, like, a branch off, though, in a sense, because, like, nigga's gonna be lit. And then I was like, yeah, nigga, yeah. It was like, yeah, nigga. And I was like, okay, cool, so... So, where we go next? He was like, yeah, nigga, so, you scared of planes, nigga? And I was like, nah, nigga, I ain't scared of planes. And then he was like, cool, nigga. All right, so bet I'm about to send you on this PJ, my nigga. It's a private jet, my nigga. You ever heard of a private jet, my nigga? Yeah, nigga, on Paradise, nigga. I mean, it's a private jet, nigga. I mean... I see them shits flying every day, my nigga. I used to live by the airport and shit, you know? It's not that really crazy. Yeah. Yeah, my nigga. So, hey, my nigga. You ready, though, my nigga? Well, I mean, to say I've been living a crazy life already, and, like, I mean, probably about to see some more crazy shit, and, like, yeah, I mean, yeah. What the fuck? Yeah, duh. All right, so, yeah, man. I'm checking my box, nigga. The ticket's already there, nigga. What? Bruh, what? Nigga, how you know my address, nigga? Well, see, my nigga, this is how the shit go in this world, nigga. Like a planet living space, my nigga. Remember you said that? I was like, yeah, okay. Damn, this shit go, nigga. This shit like Willy Wonka, Charlie Factory shit of this. Damn, nigga. Let me stop cussing, man. Forgot. Oh, yeah, bro, I believe in God, too, bro. I forgot, man. What the nigga? Who don't? He created the world? Yeah, okay. But, yeah, bro. All right, so what I do next? Pack your bags, nigga, and go to the airport. Okay, bet. All right, got you. So, yeah, man. I'm getting on the airport. Shit, that's how we go. You know what happened from there. Oh, by the way, I'm high as fuck, too. Like, I've been smoking gas all day. I feel like if you don't self-medicate, man, then you just out here just like... You just don't know. But that's besides the point. By the way, I work 9 to 5, nigga. I get that check, nigga. I'm a cook, nigga. I do music and cook, nigga. So that's what I'm on the way to. If y'all wonder, like, what is nigga driving to? Why this nigga just driving around? Yeah, nigga. I'm about to go hit that clock, nigga. Y'all about to experience the paradise wake up. Holmes walking and pray for me. Lord, I'm gonna have a blessed day, man. Yeah, man. So I'm about to, yeah. Currently, we're driving through Trustville, Alabama. Sweet home Alabama. Shout out to Young Bands, man. Hey, man. Shout out to the band man, Stan. Stan Band, Young Band Man. What's good with the plan, man? Heard you signed the free bands. Damn, Dan. Damn, Daniel. Hey, bro, I really fucks with this kid, bro. Like, yo, why the fuck I'm calling this nigga kid, bro? Hey, Benz, I'm proud of you, my nigga. Shouts out to you, bro. Hey, man. Shouts out to Young Benz, bro. He's really doing this thing, man. Y'all need to go subscribe and click them links, bro. Subscribe and click the links. Follow back, send followers, share, post, nigga. It's a world, nigga. We gotta wake up and stick together, nigga. Stick together. Paradise Edition, wordplay, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. Hey, I'm currently driving past a lake, it's very beautiful, with a sales property sign. We're probably gonna buy that out, you know what I'm saying, turn that to probably a couple forms, my nigga, righteously, nigga, because I feel like, honestly, bro, hey, we about to get real comical critical on here, hey, man, I got my own dictionary of wordplay, too, because if you ain't got the sauce, then you're not in par with the pulse, man, so, and the pulse is the heartbeat of the draw, and the draw is when you draw quick, because if it's fuck nigga trying to, you know what I'm saying, be a poser, then you got to double up on them and do the double dance stand, man, so, yeah, shout out to Young Bands, man, because he's signing free bands, anyways, hey. But yeah, as I was saying though, you got to give it up for that boy Tracy Minaj. Tracy T.
Shout out to Choice T. Yeah, man. That nigga goes to jail and come out like, hey, bruh, take me back in, nigga. Like, fuck life, nigga. Fuck earth, nigga. Hey, I want to go back to jail. Nah, real shit, bro. That nigga been dropping some hits. Like, I really fuck with Choice T because every, like, literally every time I'm around some snow bunnies, if you turn on Choice T and, like, you give a girl, like, a hit of acid, bro, best believe it's going to be a reinventation of Adam and Eve. I'm telling you, bro. Always, bro. It's so wavy. Shout out to Max B. Hey, if you don't listen to Max B at least one time a year, bro, I swear you a dub, bro. I don't care who. You could be the biggest OG, bro. You can have, like, 35 bodies under you, 3 break-ins, nigga. One trip with a pound in your trunk and survived it, which you would, like, niggas. Anyways, but yeah, man, like, bro, if you don't listen to Max B one time a year, you're idiot. I don't care if you, like, oh, and I can't be, bro, I can't. All right, currently I'm driving past some Corvettes, and actually one day I was drunk and I walked up on this car lot, and I parked my car on their lot, like, in the front where the display is, like, where the bystanders can see and shit. And I, like, walked up to it with my bottle and shit, like, drunk as fuck, bro, like, leaning all up on this new-ass Corvette, bro, that got, like, pinstripes and shit on it, like, drinking my bottle, praying, like, yo, I'm gonna get, like, 5 of these one day, bro, and, like, nobody ain't gonna be able to tell me no, which they can't tell me nothing now, because, like, I'm already, like, gold spoon lit. But at the same time, it's always good to dream, bro. These Lacoste slippers got my heels, like, click-clacking, tick-tacking. Oh, shout out to Kenneth Cole, bro. Hey, shout out to my socks. I got Kenneth Cole socks on. Lacoste. I know I said I was going to make this podcast. No, it's going to be a 30-minute long podcast. What the fuck? So, yeah, shout out to Kenneth Cole, Lacoste. Especially shout out to Lacoste. Oh, shit. Especially shout out to Lacoste, though. Because, like, they changed up the little logos for, like, all the endangered species, bro. And that's real big because, and then that also make it, like, hella, like, hype, like, hella, like, hype beastie. I hate using that word, hype beastie, but we got, I'm about to call it a new word, bro. Troll type. Yeah, it's hella troll type. I like that. Yeah, it's very troll type, and I like that, man. They already got the sauce, man. And I like wearing all type of logos, all type of advertisement, because it gives off good energy to the masses, bro. Like, I swear to God, bro, like, logos, I test that out on y'all, man. I treat humans sometimes like lab rats, and I don't want to get besides myself. But, like, bro, like, logos give off great energy, bro. And I feel like the better the designs are on that logo are the hard work that went into that, making that specific brand or company or threads or whatever the work went into making whatever it goes into, like, the clothing, bro. And, like, when you wear it, bro, it gives off a great, like, whatever's in that clothing brand, bro. Or sometimes you could just, like, nigga, say a little prayer over your clothes, bro, nigga, and you can give off a different energy with that same energy that's coming out, bro. And, like, people be looking at you like, bro, yo, who is this nigga, bro? Like, you could be the brokest nigga alive, bro, but best believe if you put on some sauce, bro, some real good, nice sauce, bro, you can put on some dub sauce, bro, as long as you know how to mix it up and you, like, have certain energy that you believe in yourself, bro. Like, bro, or just think about yourself, bro, while you're wearing that, bro. I swear, bro, like, people, nigga, I play with people's mindsets every day. It's so beautiful, bro. Like, nigga, shout out to fashion, bro. If you ain't rocking with fashion, then you ain't got no passion. You a cook hash brown, and that's hashed in. But see, I'm gonna get the bag, like, double D cashed in. As a matter of fact, they want Medicaid, like, they sipping double D plan sips. Nigga, why is you rapping? Oh, sometimes I feel like this. I feel like this right here. If you have money, bro, in a sense, and you know the notion of life, in a sense, bro, and you just know, like, your calling, bro, and your path, bro, whatever happens, bro, but you know that specific mission, bro, because you're on that mission, bro. Like, bro, like, I feel like, bro, you should do what you do. Because I'm telling you, bro, when it disappears, bro, it's going to be so different for you. And you're going to be like, bro, whoa, the flexing. I can't, honestly, let's talk about this. I cannot wait till the dollar disappears just because
just because, like, the flexing for you fuckers is gonna be so different, bro. I would love to see black youngster flex when the dollar disappeared, bro. I honestly have to say, I would love to see black youngster flex when the dollar disappeared, bro. Because think about it, bro. How you, what you gonna flex chips, nigga? What you gonna take a chip out your arm or something? What you gonna, you cannot flex, bro. I would laugh my fucking bruzy bootarthos off. Bro, that would be so funny, bro. Like, just imagine somebody like just like a bucket full of chips just rain, like, or like not even that, just like, bro, it's gonna be so different, bro. Like, it's gonna be straight technology. Like, how would you be able to flex? Like, oh my goodness, bro. Like, life is about to get so surreal and funny, bro. It's about to get so surreal and funny, man. I must say, bro. I must say. I really need to put on some different socks because my feet are too. I just need to put on some tennis shoes. My grandma, right? She was like, nigga, why you always walking around with slippers on, bro? Like it's not the summertime yet, nigga. Like, bro, like, you need to put on, like, some tennis shoes. And I was like, well, grandmother, my toes are beautiful. And then she was like, put on some tennis shoes, nigga. And I was like, okay, yeah, you're right. But yeah, I still got these slippers on. And now I'm thinking, like, yeah, I need to just go on and put these shoes. Hey, shout out to Vans. Shout out to Vans, man. I have honestly been rocking with Vans for, I say goddamn, since I hopped out the womb, man. And honestly, I wasn't even wearing Vans in the womb, but I wore them, honestly, like, spiritually thinking, like, and wasn't even thinking about them. Because, bro, I love Vans, bro. Honestly, bro, I'm about to put some Vans on today, bro. Them shits look like peaches. I'm going to call them peaches, bro. And I'm going to flex them on my IG. I'm about to start building back up my IG, man. But I'm about to flex them on my IG. So, y'all go preview that on IG. I am 55. No, actually, I'm Paradise Clemens. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Follow my next podcast and I have all of my captions for you, but follow my Snapchat at Faraday7. Yeah, I'm trolling y'all low key. Without trolling y'all, don't get caught in the troll, because the troll could be a pole. If you think a stripper could go up that pole to get a bankroll, but don't let her go in your pockets, because then that's something that you wouldn't know, and that's called a dividend finesse. That's something you should write down. A dividend finesse. Do not get caught in a dividend finesse. Please do not get caught in the dividend finesse, because it's really peaking out here with the dividend finesse. I must not lie. But honestly, don't get caught in that dividend finesse. Oh yeah, we have to give a big ass shout out to Childish Gambino. I honestly don't think he get enough credit, and I don't like using that wordplay. People don't get enough credit, but like, Childish Gambino is out here doing the jujitsu with the business, and it's just like, bro, if you're not catching on to that wave, man, then you're really like systematically a duppy out here. Shout out to my ex for teaching me that wordplay. Her name is Julia. She's a cool one. She's a very cool one. And shout out to my baby mother. She's my little queen. Yeah. Anywho's, yeah, man. Shout out to Childish Gambino. That Atlanta show is a jewel. Is a freaking jewel, and I love that show. And not even that, his music, bro. But like, bro, if you don't listen to Childish Gambino music, bro, actually, I can't knock you, because I mean, it's a lot of music I don't listen to. But I know if I hear it, certain, nah, actually, no, let me not get all mushy. But like, yeah, shout out to Childish Gambino, man. He's lit out here. Go click subscribe, follow, click some follow backs. That man's out here, man, doing the dang thing. Him, who else with the Michael Phelps in the motherfucker? Hey man, I'm pulling in, yo. It's lit. Ooh, hey yo, I smoked a fat bazooka gas blunt this morning, yo, and ate some Chick-fil-A with my cousin. I pulled up in the bay. It was lit, yo. I woke up feeling right, so I was like, okay. I've been depressed and in the dump, guys, but, you know, I'm trying to just, you know, float with the boat and see where it goes, because I believe in God, but make sure you guys pray for my energy. Make it even stronger than what it is. But I'm here, guys. ain't turning off the mouthpiece.
Yeah, I am. We go hop back on there later on, man. But put on this Calvin Klein and blend in with the white folk. Shout out to my white people. I love y'all. But it's Wakanda.